Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And we're going to be talking about what's happened over there along the San Rafael Swell. Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. It's good to be back on. Thank you.
And it has been a busy few weeks for you guys over in the Emery County Commission. I mean, traveling all the way down to Green River, coming back, budget hearings, last night's election. So many things have really been going on for you, but you and I were talking beforehand. It's been a very good stretch for the commission as well.
Yeah, it has. We've been busy. It's been good. Fall always brings, like you mentioned, budget. And there are different events that have gone on in the community, and then yeah, just the elections were a big deal last night. So, yeah, a lot going on.
Let's start first with your trip down to Green River. You know, that's something that we've talked about, that you guys want to make more of a concerted effort to make sure you're going down there. I believe it was at least quarterly. You want to make sure that you're meeting with those citizens down in Green River. So what was it like traveling down to that other part of the county and really rubbing shoulders with those citizens of Green River?
Yeah, I think you touched on a good point. Rubbing shoulders with everyone in the community is important. And with Green River being an hour and 10-minute drive away from this side of the county, we just want to make sure that we have a presence there, that people are heard, that we understand the challenges and issues that they face, and even the positive things. There's a lot of good things going on in Green River. So, yeah, it was a great commission meeting. There were a lot of people that attended, so we did our normal business, but there were a lot of people that attended, and then we did have an open house that evening, and I bet there were 50, 60 or so that attended. We were able to talk about issues in the community and really get to touch with people one-on-one on specific issues that they had, water, tourism, EMS, emergency services. So we touched on a lot of good things that we need to try to partner with the city to make things better.
And, you know, it's always good to go down there because when you live in a rural community, I feel like if you're coming from a big city, you're going to be thinking, oh, they all live in this area. They're all going to be the same. But that's not really the case. Every city is unique. I mean, Huntington issues aren't going to be the same as Castledale issues, and Castledale issues aren't going to be the same as Green River issues. So you really do have a wide base you have to cover when you're looking at policies you want to make for the county.
Yeah, we do. Every city is different and kind of independent in their own right. And so we want to understand their goals and their aspirations and try to help that way. And public safety is always, it needs to be our main focus as commissioners and well-being of our community. So that was a big topic down there for sure.
You know, after you go through these commission meetings in this town hall down in Green River, you jump right back into the saddle into budget hearings. It's almost time to approve the budget for the next fiscal year. What's that process been looking like for you as we kind of get into those early stages of planning it?
Yeah, so we have to set a budget every year for the county. So we meet with all of the department heads and the different entities that we support as a county. And so we go through these budget hearings, talk about how things went this past year, set a new budget for each department. It's really good to meet with the department heads to talk about things that went well and, you know, challenges they have and other things that potentially need to be funded. So, yeah, it's been a busy couple weeks. I think we have another budget hearing coming up, I believe, tomorrow to finalize everything. But, yeah, we've been meeting with everyone. It looks like the departments have done really good to stay under budget for last year. And so it's been nice to see them be fiscally responsible with their budget. So it's been a good year.
You know, that's a very big thing, too. I mean, when we are a smaller county in the state of Utah, not by land-wise, I guess, population-wise, but when you look at our population and how small our budget really can be, it's impressive all the things that you guys are able to accomplish with that money, as well as all the departments managing their own individual funds and making the most of it.
Yep. Yeah, and I the elephant in the room is property taxes, and we're working on that, and we understand that it's a burden to the county, and we want to make sure that we spend the money properly. So these are hard meetings, you know, there's hard decisions that need to be made, but we try to create win-win situations for the community and the department. So yeah, it's a process. It's a little stressful, but it's also fun at the same time.
And another thing that you guys have really been focusing on as of late has been access to public lands, namely Long Street down in Green River and the Cleveland Reservoir, close to Huntington and Cleveland. Where do we kind of stand with these two operations to keep these open to the public?
Yeah, I think this is key. I think we need to fight for current trails that are open need to stay open, and give our citizens access to those. And so Long Street's been a concern. A lot of people want to drive on Long Street and get to the Green River and get to other areas to explore. And so Long Street, we're working on that to try to keep that trail open, or that right-of-way open. And then right-of-way and access to Cleveland Reservoir. On the north end of that reservoir, it's private property. So we want to work with the private landowners to allow public access to the north end of the reservoir, because really there's not a lot of access to Cleveland Reservoir. And our community's used that for many, many, many years, I think over 100 years. And so we want to secure that public access to the reservoir.
And it's, again, one of those tightrope walks you have to face as a commissioner, balancing the interests of the community with the interests of a private landowner. And sometimes those two priorities are really not going to line up. So it is a tough task, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to applaud you for trying to work with these landowners to keep these open to access. Now, of course, Election Day was recently, and that was it's always an exciting time to see what's happening around the area. You know, sometimes you see new mayors, sometimes new city councilmen, and it's always exciting to see. But one thing that really stood out to me about this election was that Emory County had about a 50% turnout for the election. And that number probably lower than a lot of people would like to see, but compared to the statewide average, you guys blew it out of the water.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm glad people are involved, and I hope people will, the community will continue to be involved with the elections, because we need good people in office that care about the community and want to do good things. And so, the community's voice was heard, and so we have mayors and city council that were elected, and we're excited to work with them moving forward as a county.
Yeah, you look at it, one race in Green River decided by a single vote. That's absolutely insane. It really shows that in these local elections, your voice truly does matter.
It does. It does. And that, I did notice that last night looking through the elections. That's crazy that it was one vote for a city council position. But yeah, every vote matters in our small communities.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, hopefully everybody had a good Halloween. It was great weather. I truly enjoyed it. And so it was good to see a lot of people come to my door and get candy. But yeah, I think community's important, and go out and try to support the local events that are happening this fall. Oh, one thing to mention, we are having an open house for the new senior center in Huntington. That will be this Thursday November 6th from 2 to 6 o'clock. So if you want to come and look at the new senior center, we'd love to have you come over.
And it's going to be a beautiful facility. Commissioner Leonard, thank you as always for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, we're talking about what's happening over along the San Rafael Swell. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.